Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
To Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics, anticipating a exciting election in Germany, in the state elections of Thuringia and Saxony, upcoming in Brandenburg. The excitement is over small parties, sometimes self-invented small parties, scoring very well in the election. Joe wrote about this last week and emphasized the small party around Sarah Wagenknecht. However, the small party, a little larger, Alternative for Deutschland, also attracted a lot of attention last week, and now, with the results in, is a dominating voice, at least in Thuringia, and came in second in Saxony. Who are they? What do they represent? Joe, a very good day to you. You picked a winner. Your horse came in. Let us begin with the one I know least about because it's brand new. This is the Sarah Wagenknecht Alliance, which is shortened to an acronym BSW in Auf Deutsch. Who is Sarah Wagenknecht, and what do we need to know about the sympathy or the vote for her invented party? Good evening to you.
Hey, John. Well, I mean, the key place to start is actually the states where these elections took place this weekend or will take place in a couple of weeks. As you mentioned, we're talking about Thuringia and Saxony, which voted on Sunday, and then the state of Brandenburg, which is about around Berlin, which is going to vote on September 22nd. And they're all voting for their state legislatures. And the key thing about all three of these states is that they're in the former East Germany. And Sarah Wagenknecht is sort of a representative politician from these areas in a lot of ways. She was born in 1969. She joined what was essentially the Communist Party of East Germany at the last possible moment that you could do so in 1989, just before the wall came down. And her politics, in a lot of ways, have been very much like the old East German Communist Party ever since then. So, I mean, in all sorts of predictable ways. If you look at her economic agenda, there's a lot about the importance of national ownership and equality and taxing the rich and equal redistribution of resources and all of the rest of it. If you look at some of her foreign policy elements, no surprise there. She's very sympathetic to Russia, very hostile to the idea of offering military support to Ukraine after 2022, which again is kind of typical for politicians on the left in that way. What's surprising and counterintuitive about her are her views on immigration, where she is actually a very anti-immigration politician. She argues that we can't have all of these immigrants because then no one is going to want to fund the social safety net for them. So it's this weird kind of left-wing argument saying that we need a homogenous society so that people will be willing to pay these punitive taxes to fund social benefits for people who are like them. And this has turned out to be very popular. I mean, one of the stories of this election is that she started this party less than a year ago, back in January. Already she was polling at 11.5% in one of these states and above 15% in the other state. She was peeling voters away from the Alternative for Germany or AfD party on the far right, which had been the main protest party against immigration. So this is suggesting that voters actually do care a lot about the anti-immigration position. And if they have an option that doesn't come with some of the baggage of AfD on the far right, they will start turning to that kind of alternative.
You report, Joe, that there's nostalgia working here, although it's hard for me to imagine nostalgia for what images I have of the East German Republic, which is the brutality along the Berlin Wall and the general poverty of all of East Germany. So how is it that Ms. Wagenknecht presents this to a younger audience that never experienced any of that? What does she say?
Well, I mean, John, you're getting there. What really is, I think, to a lot of people outside of Germany, the most baffling thing about this election result, which is why are people specifically in the former East Germany either turning to the AfD, which, you know, we've certainly been starting to see more stories about sympathy for Nazism in very troubling ways, which you know, has a particularly worrying resonance for a lot of Germans, including in the former East Germany. Or why are they now flocking to this politician who is unabashed about being a former East German communist? And I think the answer is that there is this weird nostalgia in East Germany for life in the, you know, what we would think of as the bad old days. They call it Ostalgie, which is the German portmanteau for East and nostalgia. And it isn't that they yearn for the political repression or the authoritarianism of that era. They don't even yearn for the empty store shelves, but they do yearn for the sense that somehow society was cohesive and stable. So it is this rose-tinted glasses phenomenon where the more time passes, the more some people, not all, some voters tend to forget the political depredations, the material deprivations of that era. And what they remember is a time when you can kind of imagine that everyone had a job and a place in society and they were taken care of and there was a social safety net and it was one homogenous society all working together. And I mean, that is a myth. It was never quite like that. But it's a nostalgia for what East Germany pretended it was. And I think that people find that message very appealing when over the past 30 years, the story has been of a lot of economic disruption in East Germany as it has been unified into the what had been the prosperous West German economy. And also a lot of the social pressures of all of the immigration that's come in, especially over the past 10 years.
Alternative for Deutschland, the other part of the story in Thuringia and Saxony and soon enough in Brandenburg. This is quite clearly a rejectionist party that's been on the rise for some time. I believe, and I haven't seen up-to-date numbers, but I believe it's more than 30% in the vote. It was second in Saxony to CDU. Alternative for Deutschland is against the EU, it's against NATO, it's against Ukraine, it's against everything. It's against the immigrants, especially. I'm searching for what it's for. However, it did very well. This is more than nostalgia. How do you view it right now, Joe, after this successful vote in three East German provinces looking at Berlin?
This is partly, and in fact, majorly, I think, an indictment of mainstream political parties in Germany, because remember, AfD comes with a lot of baggage. It started its life about a decade ago as a really small protest movement of academics who were unhappy with the euro currency, and it has now morphed and expanded into a very different kind of populist movement where the big issue is immigration. And Germans are aware that various party leaders keep getting themselves caught in scandals to do with Nazism. And most recently, one of their party leaders a few months ago was caught saying that, you know, maybe not everyone who was in Hitler's SS was a criminal. I mean, Germans hear that and they understand how dangerous that can be. And that also is why, I think you need to talk about AfD in a different category from some of these other European parties you and I have discussed, John, like Vox in Spain or even Giorgio Meloni's Brothers of Italy in that country. I think AfD really is in a different category. Germans voted for it anyway because for a long time they were that was the only party that was expressing people's misgivings about mass immigration. I mean, back in 2015, Angela Merkel from the mainstream center-right CDU party said, yes, we can, when she essentially opened Germany's doors to hundreds of thousands of illegal migrants streaming in from Syria and elsewhere in the Middle East. And, you know, a lot of German voters, particularly in the former East Germany, said, we do not want this. We don't think that our society can take it. We don't think we can afford it. And for the longest time, the AfD was the only party that would voice that. So people understood that there were all of these deeply troubling qualities to AfD. And yet it's not like anyone in the mainstream was responding to the thing that was voters' actual concern.
Anti-immigrant. There is a theme that appears to unite Italy and Spain and France and Germany and the United Kingdom and the Netherlands. And that is a trend in all of these governances for the state elections, the local elections. It was also a trend, we thought, in the election for the EU. Is that still rising, Joe, or does it have a ceiling, the anti-immigrant vote?
I'm concluding that immigration is the issue in European politics right now, even more than the energy crisis and the economy. And I think it's because people keep feeling like, you know, first there was this sense that governments were out of touch for not doing enough to stem the arrival of a lot of these migrants starting in 2015. And ever since then, it's been this increasing story of failures to assimilate people, of some of the security risks. A key part of this story also in Germany is that a week or two ago, there was a stabbing attack in the western German city of Solingen, allegedly perpetrated by a Syrian asylum seeker, and Islamic State has claimed credit for that attack. So again, I mean, that's an allegation that hasn't been proved in court yet. No one has been convicted of that. But I think the German voters see that kind of story, and they think, what is the government doing to keep us safe? And I think that the longer this goes on, the more frustrated people become that mainstream politicians are not willing to deal with it. And I think that it's been a terrible misreading of the situation on the part of the mainstream, who thought that voters would be offended if we didn't take a sufficiently humanitarian and welcoming view, if we were perceived as being too hard-hearted. Actually, what voters want is for the national border to mean something. And voters increasingly seem to be responding well to parties who are promising that they will accomplish that.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's in London. There's London news about the Middle East when we come back. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.